Washing one's hands after selected actions. Part 1. Introduction and background and list of cases. So while more famously we are all aware that one is required to wash his hands in the morning upon awakening and upon eating bread, there are indeed many other cases in which hand washing is required. Not necessarily as strict as the above cases, but nonetheless a requirement that remains. There are two reasons for why one may be required to wash hands after certain actions, as we will list. One of them being simply so you can daven and learn and say blessing, daven or learn Torah when your hands are dirty. And certain actions cause your hands to be considered dirty, which require them to be cleansed prior to you davening, learning, or saying a bracha. However, there's also another reason for why certain actions require hand washing. And that is because there are certain actions that have the ability to bring the impure spirit to rest on your hands. This has nothing to do with visible dirt and enters the realm of the mystic and esoteric and applies specifically to the actions listed by the sages and not any more or less. So the following actions are recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber and the Alter Rebbe in Chapter 4, Halacha 18, as actions that when done bring the impure spirit to your hand, and perhaps also dirty your hand, and therefore require washing in order to remove the impure spirit. In Meretz Hashem, we will have future lessons dealing with each one of these actions on the list to enter into all their detail. The following is a mere checklist of those actions. One who rises from his bed, even if he does not sleep on it. One who leaves the bathroom, even if he did not use it. One who leaves a bathhouse, even if he did not use it. One who cuts his nails. One who removes his shoes using his hands. One who touches his feet or other covered parts of the body using his hands. One who scratches his head. One who touches a lice or checks for lice. One who has marital intimacy. One who visits a cemetery. One who touches a corpse or one who is in the same room as a corpse. One who attends a funeral, and one who gets a haircut. All of these actions bring the impure spirit onto your hand and therefore require washing in order to get rid of the impure spirit. We will now address several questions and answers and details relating to this washing requirement. The Alter Rebbe, based on many previous Paiskim, emphasizes that since our issue here is impure spirit, it doesn't help to simply wipe your hands on something to clean them, as that only cleans physical dirt. You actually need physical water to place on your hands in order to get rid of this unclean spirit. Nonetheless, while this is true, we don't require one to wash his hands like he does in the morning or for bread, washing his hand three times, alternatively, alternating between hands. None of that is required, and even a single pouring of water on the hand suffices. Although this is the halacha, there are certain actions after which the world is accustomed to wash the hands three times like they do in the morning when they wake up. A common example of this is after using the bathroom, that many are accustomed to wash their hands with a cup just like they would in the morning after awakening. From the letter of the law, however, even a single washing suffices. We will discuss by each action in detail whether or not the custom is to simply wash it one time or to wash it three times. Now, regarding if you need to use a kli, a vessel, a cup for this washing, or you can simply turn on the faucet under water stream, so this matter is debated amongst the Paiskim, with majority of Paiskim ruling that it's not necessary to use a cup. So rules the Elyar Rabbo, the Chidah, the Ben Ish Chai, and others. However, the Shlo and other Achreidim rule that you should use a vessel to wash after these actions. And practically, one may choose to be lenient to simply open up the faucet and put his hands under the faucet and wash it that way to get rid of the unclean spirit. The Paiskim emphasize that one should try to wash his entire hand until the wrist and not just his fingers after these actions that require washing. The evil spirit is definitely not removed if one merely washes the tips of his fingers, like by Maya Machraidim. There is no prohibition to learn Torah prior to washing one's hands with water and getting rid of the unclean spirit. Although in some cases where we consider to have dirtied your hands in the process, such as when you scratch your head or touch a normally covered part of your body, then Torah learning is prohibited until you wipe them on something, even if you don't want to use water at this moment. Nonetheless, initially, one should immediately wash his hands as soon as he does any of these actions that we mentioned in order not to delay having the impure spirit on his body. The consequence of one who is not careful in this is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is a Torah scholar, it causes him to forget his learning, and if he is a layman, it causes him to lose his mind, which the Achrayim explained to mean that it leads him to sin, as one only sins if a spirit of folly enters into him. Regarding if one should educate children in these matters. So obviously children below the age of chinuch do not have to be told to wash their hands after doing the above actions. But children which are above the age of chinuch, meaning they've reached the age of understanding that certain actions require hand washing, are to be educated to wash their hands after they do the above. Nonetheless, in order so children don't take advantage and disturb their classroom all the time, saying, well, I scratched my head, well, I touched a normally covered part of my body, I need to go wash my hands, it suffices for them to simply wipe them on a desk, and after class during their break, they can take the time to go wash their hands as necessary. So it was understood from a response of the Ragachev Agoin regarding this question.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.